Act improvisation and democratic activism in South Africa and Spain and the U.S. This comes from a lot of research that I've been doing in South Africa with anti-apartheid activists from the 80s. I'm happy to speak with you more about the background of this as well. But I wanted to share with you guys today about a little bit about some of the questions I've been examining, because right now I'm at a moment of looking at the next steps, and I would love for you to be a part of it if that's of interest to you. So I've been looking, for me, what does democracy mean? How does that connect with contact? It's been in the conversation in different ways throughout these whole few days that we've been together. For me, I've been concentrating on how the framework I've been looking at it in is, how can the body be a laboratory for examining these basic questions of democracy, like choice making, dialogue building, roles, habits, questions of agency. And I've been connecting these questions to the writings and the work of different activists from South Africa, like Steve Biko and Yasir Henry and Heidi Grunebaum, and also Nelson Rodríguez-Lasla Mandela, also activists from Spain, in Catalunya, Ada Colau, people from Latin America, Paulo Freire, and from North America, Ella Jo Baker, Judith Butler. And I've been more recently looking at these applications in a residency at the University of Michigan, which is this huge public university that most recently has had this push toward building up a framework that investigates diversity and how can they build diversity on an institutional level. I've been very interested in diversity in the different subcultures within the university, and different ways that the body can potentially bring these questions of inclusion and diversity, and also empowerment, and what does that mean? The objectives of this work for me are looking at issues of agency, sharpening our awareness of context, and in a big way, fostering reflection on interpersonal communication, interaction, and power dynamics. And I also think that the arts have a huge role to play in this. So part of my work has been pedagogical. Part of it has also been fostering performances. I led a seminar in a public film series about called Personal, Present, and Immediate, making performance on socio-political questions. And so we looked at how different artists from very, very different fields and backgrounds and countries examined very different socio-political questions, and then it culminated in a series of public performances by students from a very different variety of backgrounds: social work, performance, visual arts, sociology. And for me, some other objectives of the work are also some things that perhaps we've spoken about, perhaps we haven't addressed directly. Questions of self, other identity, and perception came up a little bit in the lab that we were just talking about in the consent lab. But also these concepts that we're all doing in different ways, maybe naming it, maybe not, but these concepts of physical listening as a springboard for later word-based dialogue in pairs and in groups, with people who aren't necessarily used to using the body as a springboard in that way. So for me, I've also been very interested in how this work can potentially expand the audience, both for contemporary performance, but also for contact improvisation, and for different ways that the work that we're doing here can integrate into other spheres, and vice versa, that there's a lot of mutuality involved. I'm now looking at applications to other contexts, and I would love to talk with you about other ideas that you might have or other applications that you might see for this work, as well as I wanted to invite potential collaborations.